My family and I are on vacation this week in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And of course, there have been many beautiful sights. I encourage everyone to visit the Black Hills one time in their life if they can. The funny thing is, I was really thinking about this, and you know, everything in life is an option. But easy is not an option. You can choose to have difficult now or difficult later, but you do have to pick the option of difficult or hard or not the easy option. It will either come first or second. Let me explain what I mean. Sometimes my friends say, "Oh, your pictures look so fun, these vacations you go on." Well, let's think about it. You know, you do have to put in the time. It took us 16 hours to drive from Indiana to the Black Hills. So there was the difficulty up front. And my boys are super risk takers. So there is the difficulty of a mom to watch three teen sons do very risky, challenging things with climbing rocks and hills and mountains and zip lining and ATVs through the mountains and the mud. And it makes for great pictures and really great memories. So the fun part is at the end. But the difficult part for the moms, me, is keeping your head about you, not losing your sanity, and not losing your relationship with your kids and giving them the rundown of the 100 things, you know, they can't do, and choosing which difficult you want. Do you want to give them your opinion right away? Or do you want a good relationship and a great memory later on? I have chosen poorly way too many times in my life, wishing that I had chosen the difficult choice up front for the better choice later on. For example, this morning we rented an RV, and my husband said, "Okay, Mark, our youngest, and I are going to go climb the boulders right across from us in the campground. So make breakfast and we'll be back in about 15 minutes. So I made some eggs and sausage, and 15 minutes came and went, 30 minutes came and went. 45, 50 minutes later, they came back. They had had a great time bouldering all around the rocks and the hill across from the campground, having a great memory. Now, I had a choice to make. Could I have said, "Well, breakfast has been ready for 30 minutes and now it's cold, so you ready to eat?" and kind of given them the guilt trip. Or I could have let that go, which was such a small thing, and kept a good relationship and kept the great memory with no regrets about shooting my mouth off, having a negative experience at the picnic table at the campground. And it seems like so easy to say that, but so many times we choose the easy option first, which is to give our opinion, to tell what we don't like, to do the easy thing, which is to make things our own way. But we lose the option of the close relationship, of the great family memory, of the great scenery that we get to see. Yeah, you have to do more hard things to get great photos. You have to do more hard things in life, like get up in the morning when you don't want to read your Bible and spend some time with the Lord. That's inconvenient up front. But the benefit you get from that, from a habit of walking with the Lord, even though it's not easy up front, is so great. So you can choose the difficulty with the uncomfortableness of waking up early, doing the quote hard thing, or you can choose a hard life without the Lord in it and with no wisdom. And so you choose your heart. That's just what I have been thinking about the last few days on vacation. You choose your heart. You can choose the hard choice up front, which is difficult to do. Or you can choose to control your spirit, control your tongue, have a walk with the Lord, do the more inconvenient, more self-restrained and controlled thing up front, and reap the greater benefits long-lasting. Just a thought. Have a great week, friends. Walk in love. Loving God means loving others.